Welcome to True Crime with Lux. Who is Rod Farrell? Born Roderick Justin Farrell on March 28, 1980, in Murray, Kentucky. His parents were teenagers when they had him, and his father soon left to join the military, so Rod was raised by his mother, Sandra Gibson. She did her best to provide for him as a child. They would go back and forth from living with her parents to staying in public housing. She was an exotic dancer and occasionally would do sex work to make more money. Rod and his mother moved to Eustis, Florida in 1990 when his grandparents bought a home there. He became friends with Heather Windorf, who was said to be a troubled kid that rebelled against her parents over trivial things, like cleaning her room. In the 10th grade, Rod and his mother moved back to Murray, but he stayed in contact with Heather over the phone. When Heather's parents saw the phone bill due to their calls being collected, they told her she was no longer allowed to talk to Rod, which made her angry, according to her sister. Rod began telling people he was actually a 500-year-old vampire named Visago and started recruiting other kids into his cult. This was how he met 16-year-old Howard Scott Anderson. The group had about 25 to 30 members, and they participated in blood-drinking rituals. Sandra says that when she was younger, she too thought of herself as a vampire. Rod's fantasies began to become reality for him, and in 1996, he broke into the Murray Calloway County Animal Shelter, where he gruesomely killed two puppies. He was arrested and charged with burglary, trespassing, and cruelty to animals. November 1996, Rod, along with his girlfriend 16-year-old Charity Kesey, Scott Anderson, and Dana Cooper, who was 19, drove from Murray to Eustis to pick up Heather. Rod had a plan that they would all move to New Orleans and start a vampire family. He believed he was saving Heather from her parents because she had told him that she was being abused and wanted to run away. So on November 25th, Heather said she crossed over to become a vampire by drinking Rod's blood while in the Eustis Cemetery. Rod then took LSD and said they would need Heather's parents' car to drive to New Orleans. They made a plan for them to steal it, with Heather saying, "I don't want you messing with my parents, just leave them alone." Rod and Scott went to the home and broke in through the garage, where Rod grabbed a crowbar before entering the home. Richard Windorf, who was 49, was asleep on the couch where Rod bludgeoned him to death with the crowbar. Naomi Queen had been in the shower when she heard the noise and came out. She grabbed a cup of hot coffee and threw it at Rod. He then hit her so hard with the crowbar that her brainstem was severed. She was killed instantly. Both victims had been burned with a ritualistic symbol before Rod and Scott searched the house for valuables, leaving with a credit card, jewelry, and the family's blue Ford Explorer. Jennifer, who was 17, discovered her parents' bodies when she got home that night from work. Warrants for the teens were issued on November 27th. Rod and his friends were on the run for 4 days before making it to Baton Rouge, Louisiana, where they had run out of money. Charity called her mother to ask if she could send them some. Her mother then called the police and reported the teens' location, where they were arrested on November 28th. Rod tried to claim he was being framed by a rival group of vampires and that he had multiple personalities and that he was trying to ditch being a vampire. Despite that, he still pled guilty to 2 counts of murder in the first degree at his trial on February 5, 1998. His attorney stated that he accepts responsibility and he wants to live. Weeks later, he was sentenced to death, with the judge saying, "I think you are a disturbed young man. I think your family failed you. I think society failed you." Scott Anderson pleaded guilty for his role in April 1988 and was given 2 life sentences. Dana Cooper and Charity Kesey made plea deals in exchange for reduced sentences. Charity got 10 years and Dana got 17 years. Both have been released from prison. December 2018, Scott's sentence was reduced to 40 years with time served, and he will be 51 when released from prison. Heather was never charged with any involvement in her parents' murders due to not knowing about it or being there. Rod was resentenced based on the rule juveniles should not automatically get life without parole because scientific research shows their brains are still developing, and Rod was 16 at the time. The judge wrote that it is the court's responsibility to evaluate whether the defendant was the juvenile offender whose crimes reflect unfortunate yet transient immaturity, or the rare juvenile offender whose crimes reflect irreparable corruption. After looking at the evidence presented, the court found that he is irreparably corrupt. In November, he got a chance at a new hearing with a new defense lawyer, 3 mental health experts, and other witnesses. He even apologized to the family on the stand, saying, "I know nothing I say or do can bring them back. I hope you know how truly sorry I am." The family didn't buy it. Rod Farrell will spend the rest of his life in prison. He is being held at Tomoka Correctional Institution in Volusia County, Florida. Thank you for listening. If you enjoyed the podcast, please like and share it with your friends. Stay safe, and I'll be talking to you next week.